Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yesterday, the budget passed 32-18 in the city, and this after some criticism over public safety and progressive promises from Mayor Lightfoot. But as far as the mayor is concerned, as the headlines say today, Lightfoot extraordinarily happy. Not everyone is. Let's check in with Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins from the North Side, who represents Streeterville and the Gold Coast to Lincoln Park, Bucktown, also Ukrainian Village. Alderman Hopkins, are you extraordinarily happy this morning?
Yeah, I am. I'm driving around my ward delivering coffee and donuts to all our hardworking election judges, and it's something that I've always enjoyed doing. And today's my birthday, by the way.
Okay, so, well then you should be happy today.
Yeah. All right, I was born to be in politics, I guess. So.
I don't want to bring you down, but tell me what you thought about the budget.
Well, you know, we came close to defeating this budget. At one point, I think the margin was about 3 votes. So if we could have convinced 3 of our colleagues that this was not the direction to go, we could have sent her back to the drawing board, which I think was necessary at this point. You know, we do have a moment in time when we're enjoying some federal surplus money through the American Rescue Plan Act, and that's allowing us to actually paper over some of the problems that this budget conceals. But the thing that really objected, myself and Alderman Riley in particular, that we objected to was we're spending $100 million in additional money on public safety. Little, if any, of that is going to go to train and hire new police officers. And that's really what we need. That's the solution to the problem of extended 911 wait times, you know, the downtown crime wave that we all are so unfortunately familiar with. We're short by about 2,000 police officers, and that's showing up. It's showing up in the rank and file. They're exhausted. Their days off are canceled. They're working overtime. You know, mistakes happen when you're tired on the job, whether you're a police officer or a machine operator, whatever you are. And this budget will not solve that problem. So it's a missed opportunity at a time when revenues are slightly ahead of projections and we're getting that federal money. I just think we're really dropping the ball to try and solve the problem that's on most Chicagoans' mind, which is increased crime.
Mayor Lightfoot didn't single you out, Alderman, but she did refer to one of your colleagues specifically, talking about those who voted no as far as the budget was concerned. And listen to what she had to say yesterday afternoon here on WGN on the Lisa Dent Show.
I think the facts speak for themselves. When you vote no consistently on budgets that provide more personnel to the police department, that provide more equipment, more training, world-class technology, I don't know how you call yourself pro-police. So you cannot say that you are supportive of the police and vote consistently, as some have done, against this budget.
Now, Brendan Riley's one of the people who's done that?
That's right.
Okay.
The record speaks for itself.
Steve Bertrand there with Lisa Dent yesterday. All right, Alderman Hopkins, how can you and your colleague, Alderman Riley, call yourself pro-police?
You know, look, as I said, I acknowledge that she's allocating an additional $100 million into the public safety section of the budget. The problem is we don't know what she plans to do with that. The Civic Federation itself, which is, by all accounts, a neutral, non-political observer of city budgets, they have criticized the lack of transparency. They themselves have looked at this budget, say they can't tell quite where that $100 million is going. We know where it needs to go. As I said, it needs to go into increased patrol, increased training, increased recruiting. We can't tell from this budget if that's what it's going to be used for. And frankly, this mayor, when she says, trust me, if I tell you this is a pro-police budget, you have to take my word for it, frankly, she does not have that credibility. She doesn't have it with me. She doesn't have it with most of my colleagues. She hasn't earned that level of trust where she can put forth a non-transparent, blind budget and tell us to just trust her. She's going to spend the money where it needs to be spent. I don't believe that's going to happen, and I'm really concerned about the future of this city if we continue in this direction.
I think we all agree that we need more police officers. That's not the sole answer to our problems, but as Alderman Riley said yesterday, downtown police districts have 400 fewer officers than they did in 2019. And you're sort of next door to his area downtown. What do we have to do to get more police on the streets?
Yeah, well, that's a problem that's being faced by cities all across the country. It's never been more challenging than it is today to recruit young people to choose a career in law enforcement. One thing that we've been doing recently is emphasizing recruiting efforts to former military officials, people who served there 4 years in, say, the Marine Corps or U.S. Army. And if they're done and they're seeking to return to civilian life, we're trying to convince them to choose a career as a sworn law enforcement officer. And we're actually having some success with doing that. But it takes time. We should have about 13,000 patrol officers in the city of Chicago right now. We've got about 11,000. And retirements happen every day. People are making lateral moves. They're choosing other careers. And we just can't fill that gap fast enough. It costs money to do that. It costs money to recruit, to train. And then, of course, you have to make the position attractive by paying an attractive salary. So all that needed to be talked about during this budget, all that needed to be allocated from that $100 million in additional funds that the mayor said she was going to set aside for public safety. And yet here we are having this conversation with questions remaining unanswered a few days after the budget passed.
We've had a rash of crimes like the shooting that happened the other day, Chicago and Orleans, a bar. It seems like we hear this story over and over again. There's a dispute in a bar, spills out into the street, somebody has a gun, and then there's a shooting. What's the answer here, Alderman? Do those establishments need to have more security inside the bar?
Yeah, well, that's a tricky question. In the case you're referring to, there were actually two so-called security guards who were involved in the incident itself. Neither of them, by the way, official security guards. They don't have state licenses. They didn't have any particular training, although one of them did have a concealed carry license. But to call yourself a security guard when you're working at a 5 a.m. bar, in many cases, they're really nothing more than glorified bouncers. One of them wasn't even on the payroll at the time of this incident. He had been previously, but at the time of the incident, he was just in the bar and intervened when the fight broke out. So what we're seeing in situations like this, we're telling the bars you have to hire security, but we're not really telling them what type of security they have to hire. So oftentimes the people that they hire have criminal backgrounds. They're involved in illegal activity themselves. And oftentimes they're causing fights as frequently as they are breaking up fights. Now, the investigation in this particular case is ongoing, but I can tell you so far, every single person involved in this incident, including the person who happened to be driving by, saw the gun on the street and picked it up and tried to steal it, everyone involved, including the security guards, has a criminal record. So it's really hard to sort the good guys out from the bad guys when fights start and bullets start to fly at a 3 a.m. bar, in the early hours of the morning, which, by the way, this is one of those bars that has a 5 a.m. license. And I've been saying for months now, it's time for the city of Chicago to rethink that. Keeping bars open till 4 a.m. and in some cases 5 a.m., really nothing good happens in those hours. That's when people are the most intoxicated. They've been drinking for hours, and that's when the tempers flare, the fights start, and the bullets start to fly. I believe it's time to revoke those 5 a.m. bar licenses.
Maybe we need some off-duty Chicago police officers as security guards in those places. Alderman Brian Hopkins, Second Ward, happy birthday. How appropriate that it's Election Day and you're celebrating your birthday. Have a good one, Alderman.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on.